Okay, let me go on to something else here. My poems are getting longer. I started off years and years ago writing very trim poems, and now they're just getting really long. I don't know. Like this one. This one's called The History of Karate. For the last, 6, 7 years, I've been studying martial arts, different forms, and so I decided, I've got to write a karate poem. So this is it. I'm going to sort of X out some things because it is really long. Okay. Our sensei scares me. Karate is a kidney shot to your wife's lover, not a bow. Not meditation or a student crawling in reverence saying, "Sensei, sensei, please." He doesn't like Koreans and doesn't think much of us. Eurasian, Mexican, Berkeley women with tattoos, 3 Japanese sissy boys. We sit cross-legged against the wall asking questions about karate. Questions like, is it possible to kill a bull with your eyes closed? What if it hurts breaking ice with our head? Is it possible to swallow tacks? Should we eat lightly before practice and bathe in cold water afterwards? He tells us to shut up and reminds us how he practiced in snow, not on wooden floors. He points to the floor. This is nice. This and this and this. He points to the overhead lights, the mirrors, the punching bag still dented from one of his kicks. I'm going to skip some things here. There are a lot of goons who practice karate in Japan. When a student demonstration takes place on campus, the yakuza and the karate clubs, Shorinji Kempo, Shotokan, Judo, and Aikido, that pelsy-welsy martial art, they go out and make the students bleed very badly. Karate is right-wing, protector of the state, and a good workout. If you join a university club, you can never quit. You may say, "I'm bored." And they say, "You are not bored." You say again, "Yes, I am really bored." And they say, "No, you look happy." This goes on for 20 minutes, maybe in your car, at a street corner, in your dorm, before they bust you a couple of times and suddenly you're not bored in the least. In fact, you are happy. You stay with the club, and later when you graduate, you get a job near the commuter line. Your wife does what you want. The family is proud that you did push-ups in your youth and hit a demonstrator so hard in his eye, now his eye is floury, like the inside of a marble. They can now eat fish and sleep in rooms with coals piled high. A PhD student did research on why people take karate. They have nothing else to do, are often stupid, were abused as kids. Bullies pushed them to the ground and told them to stay there. Their tears froze and their arms turned blue from the cold. Before you knew it, the kids on the grounds were high school kids, wimps in the middle rows learning things about the Euphrates. Millions along its shore and only so much of the water crawling to the sea. The grown-up kids who were on the ground suffer in their houses, but so do the bullies who have put on weight. Rings of fat that cast remarkable shadows over their crotches. Some of the bullies go to jail, some die, and others cut beef for a living, drive trucks. They all breed with bully girls with orange hair. The wimps get the good jobs, marry wives who believe in manners and potted plants in a row. In their late 20s, over dinner, the wimps remember the bullies. The taste of roast beef dies in their mouths. Suddenly angry, they take up karate. They sweat a lot, kick badly, and enjoy bowing before the wrong flag. Every time they kick, they say, "Ooze, ooze," which in Japanese means wimp, wimp. I'll skip some more here. Karate was introduced from Okinawa to Tokyo in 1922 by Gishin Funakoshi at a national exhibition. School officials in the military raised their eyebrows, impressed. If my mother had been Japanese, say the granddaughter of Master Funakoshi, she would have used karate on me. I was mean. 3 crazy dogs lived inside me. I was so restless, so full of odd fun, like throwing mud at girls and making the girls eat mud. But she was Mexican, not Japanese, and had her own little tricks to beat the dogs down. Funakoshi didn't believe in hurting children. He himself was not strong, but wise and good, a great walker in his later years. On his walks, he enjoyed hearing karate screams bouncing off walls, grunts to each knee san shi go of calisthenics. He enjoyed tea and calligraphy, Chinese scholarship, in remembering his youth, which was long, a careful ant crawling the length of bamboo. Sometimes I think it's weird that a man can drive nails into a board with his palm, knock out cows, punch his fingers through watermelons. You hate to get hit and will say anything not to spar. Sensei, my toes hurt. Sensei, I have feelings. Sensei, I have a cold. My family is not yet born. He likes his game of mild complaints and with hands on hips stares at you, that Mexican watermelon he could punch through. But you spar anyway, first with the Berkeley women who are all tattooed, then the sissy boys, then the Eurasian, and finally the sensei who throws a car on your chest. Air is never so precious as when you're on the floor. At home, it's another story. You shower, eat, play with your daughter. The cats hug you, the cats. You hug your wife 100 times because you're so happy to be alive. And when they're not looking, you throw a kick at air. You admit you're a playground kid who never had enough. No, I'm going to stop this poem. It goes on too long. You'll have to read it in book form somewhere down the line. But actually, karate, so once you join a karate club in Japan, you can't quit. It's sort of like that's your pack. And if you try to quit, then you are sometimes beaten. It's sort of... Well, the way Japan sometimes works, someone did a study on that in the clubs in Japan. There's another one, Shorinji Kenpo, which is a little more relaxed. It's not as fierce as karate.